Hey, thank you for calling in. This is Joe. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was on hold waiting for a manager, and I got disconnected.
So you're talking to one. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. So you're a manager? You're someone that's in charge?
I'm the operations manager over here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. What was your name? I think I've talked to you before.
Yes, that is Joe.
Joe, yes, Joe. My name is Mallory. I purchased a website from you guys back in June. You guys gave me the runaround for several months and didn't live up to your end of the deal, and I had requested a refund. I was going back and forth with Sam Jones, I believe, and he said that he would give me a partial refund, which was completely unacceptable, and or take over the designing of my website. And I was saying that that wasn't acceptable. I needed a refund because you guys weren't living up to your end of the deal and committing to what you guys had promised. Long story short, it's been 2 months. No one is responding to my emails, and no one is responding to my phone calls. You guys just can't take $1,000 of mine and not give me the product and or give me the refund. So I'm wondering, at what point do I have to get an attorney involved? Because this is getting absolutely ridiculous, and it's completely unacceptable. It's honestly fraudulent at this point because you have my money, and I don't have a product or a refund.
Got it. Understandable. All right, okay. You said your name is Mallory?
Yeah.
All right, Mallory, if you can just give me, like, 1 minute so I can probably break it.
And I did my best to be super – yeah, I did my best to be super patient for months with you guys. I was going back and forth. I was told initially that certain things were included in my package that were not included in my package. And then I was told, oh, actually, they are included in your package. I had asked several times for an invoice or a contract, a breakdown of what the agreement was. Never got that. Never got a receipt. And again, I was super, super patient. I had agreed to the design of the homepage. And they're saying because I agreed to the homepage that the refund wouldn't be no longer 100%, it'd be 33%. But your website clearly says 100% money-back guarantee, which I've talked to legal counsel, and they said that that's fraudulent representation. It says 100% money-back guarantee or satisfaction. I'm not satisfied, and I haven't been satisfied. I didn't even get the mobile design of the website after going back and forth for months. Like, I don't understand. This is just, and then to just completely not respond to any calls or texts for 2 months. The last communication was October 25th. That's crazy.
Okay. All right. Just give me 1 minute. All right. So I can check up my account. And, all right. So I can, because I cannot go ahead and jump on conclusions right now because I am not sure of what happened because I have to go ahead and check. If you can just give me like 5 minutes. Will that be okay?
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
That's fine.
All right. Sure. Okay. All right. I suppose that, give me a minute. The last conversation you said was on what date? Can you give me a date?
Was on October 25th. Was an email from Sam Jones.
Email from Sam Jones, you said. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, are you on your email right now, Mallory?
No, I'm not.
All right, can you go on to your email for me, please? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, well, did you see any NF email from Sam Jones? As I can see an email.
Well, yeah, now I get an email because I just called 10 minutes ago and they disconnected me and then he sends the email before I can speak to anyone. Like, that's, yeah, I got it 2 months later. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
I've literally
sure,
been reaching
happened.
Out, and I have to, like, call for the fifth time.
I apologize, but I was not sure, like, on what is happening, what's going on, and, you know, all the things going on, because I do, well, I'm the operations manager, all right, and I have to go ahead and look forward for everything, all right, so I apologize for whatever experience
mm-hmm.
you had, all right, but I can see an email that was sent out from Sam, and you know, we will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you towards that or whatever you're looking for, so we can go ahead and accommodate you in the best way possible, and you know, get the ball rolling from our end as well. All right, so let me know if you.
So 33% is he just agreed to 33% after I've been trying to communicate for over 3-4 months with you guys. I've spoken to multiple managers throughout the process to show my dissatisfaction. Everyone apologizes. I get transferred from one person to the next. Each person says, I'm so sorry about your experience. I'm going to take over your account. Let me handle it. Then they handle it, and then they drop the ball somehow. And so I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. I get transferred to somebody else.
Can you give me a name?
A name? Yes. I've dealt with – I can give you plenty of names. Sam was one of them. Let's see.
Okay.
Orbit, I had an Eddie. I had a Mark. I had a Peter. I had Joe, you, a Mark again. I mean, there's been multiple communications over – it's not like I haven't been communicative, and I've always been patient and super kind and super respectful. But now I'm livid. This is not good customer service. And then for you guys to say that you'll refund 33% for a homepage, I didn't get anything else. I'm not paying $600+ for a homepage. Are you going to release the homepage to me and the whole, everything that, I mean, that's all you guys have done, and then give me my money back? Because I'm sorry, that's not 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, granted, if I had bit my tongue and not said anything to you throughout this entire process, but I have email after email after email showing that I was not satisfied and this was not acceptable. And again, I spoke to legal counsel, and they said that it's fraudulent representation to put 100% back satisfaction guarantee. And then to only agree to 33% because of a homepage design. I didn't get a mobile design. I didn't get pages. I've been communicating left and right in the very beginning for the first 4 months. That's not acceptable. I either want my entire product completed as agreed to, or I want a full refund, period. Or I will have to go to small claims court or seek legal counsel. I'm serious. That's not acceptable. I ran a business for almost 15 years, and I would never take advantage of a client the way that you guys have taken advantage of me, ever.
Even my bank
said that it was fraudulent because you guys gave me the runaround for over 120 days, so I couldn't even dispute the charge with my bank.
Okay. All right. So, I suppose that you're telling me that the charge was fraudulent. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying the charge is fraudulent. No, I agreed to have the website. I agreed to specific things for the website. After I paid and I had requested a contract and I requested a breakdown of services, which was the first error on your guys' part, because you did not give me a breakdown of what I had paid for and agreed to. And so then when things would start popping up, they would say, oh, there's not content included. There's not SEOs included.
When you paid for the services, did you go through the services that were being offered to you when you were paying?
No, I spoke to a gentleman, Thomas, on the phone.
Why didn't you go through it, first of all?
Why didn't I go through what? I'm sorry?
Why didn't you go through the services that were being offered to you?
I did go through the services that were being offered to me. Thomas told me a breakdown of exactly what would be included. I'm sorry. What are you talking about? I agreed to a website. I spoke with Thomas. I had called, and he was... Yes, I agreed to a website, and I agreed to specifics, content, SEOs, certain amount of pages, payment integration, and I asked for a breakdown of those services. I gave him a deposit because he was very nice. It seemed like a great deal. You guys seemed like you offered wonderful services. So I gave a deposit over the phone. Then I asked before I made the second payment, can you please send me a breakdown of what the services are involved? And he didn't do that. And then my card was charged for the second half without getting the contract.
And you didn't do anything about it. The second charge was done.
I called and spoke to a management. I called and spoke to management, and I have it all documented in emails where I said, this is supposed to be included, this is supposed to be included. No problem. We'll take care of you. That's what I keep hearing from everyone.
You just told me. All right, okay, well, let's just go ahead and calm down. All right? All right, let's just go ahead and calm down. I know that you're really frustrated. I know that you're, if I was in your shoes, I would have done the same thing. All right, so let's just calm down and talk it out. All right, so I'm here to go and help you out, not just to go ahead and make things worse. All right, so first things first. When the second charge was made, all right, you paid the deposit, and then the second charge was made without you saying that you didn't authorize it, right, for the second charge. And when the second charge was made through my company, you didn't call, you didn't told anyone, like, hey, this was not supposed to be done until my services were provided over to me, all of them. You didn't do anything about it?
Oh, no, I called and I emailed right away, and I have the email documentation, and I called. I have at least 10 email communications at the very beginning. Yes,
okay.
I called, and I have email documentation that I can provide to you that literally says, hey, you guys charged me. I need to know the breakdown of the services for what I am paying for and what I've agreed to. And then I called, and I spoke with multiple people, like all the names that I just listed. And I said, hey, you guys have charged me for the full website, but I don't have a breakdown of what's included. And then when I spoke with the gentleman and multiple gentlemen, they would tell me, no, this is what's included, this is what's included, this is what's included. Are you okay moving forward? And then I agreed to it. I said, yes, okay, if that's all that's included, wonderful, but can you still please send me a breakdown so that way I'm aware going forward?
Okay, I'm looking at
no one gave me a breakdown, and
Martin
I would communicate constantly.
Well, okay, well, I'm looking at a website that was sent. I'm looking at an email that was sent out on 30th of
mm-hmm.
August from Eddie Martin.
Uh-huh.
You asked, like, what was the package? You know, you asked, like, hey, what was the package that
yes,
I was
Yes, because
told?
Then...
All right, he sent it to you, right?
Yes,
this
because
the
when
whole
I purchased
breakdown.
It in June. Yes, so then I accepted the breakdown. And then we moved forward and we started designing the website. And then we got to a point where there was something that was on that original breakdown that they said was no longer included. And I said, that's bullshit. I have it in writing, and
well,
I spoke
all,
to
Valerie,
somebody on the phone, and I forgot
tone.
At the time who it was.
You have to calm down your tone.
I'm sorry?
All right.
I am calming down my tone. I'm trying to explain this to you. So I went back, and I asked the gentleman, okay, they said that this was included. Now they're telling me it's not included. Why? Like, why do I keep getting the runaround when one person is saying yes, and one person is saying no, and that wasn't making sense. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, let me go ahead and talk to management. We'll go ahead and we'll include it now. And then I would be transferred to a different person to design the website. And I'm like, why am I dealing with a different person now? Oh, I want to take over to make sure that you're 100% satisfied, and I want to make sure because I know you had something that was you were told was included, but it's not included any longer, but it is. We're going to go ahead and do it for you. And then I'd go, okay, and then we'd go through the design process, and then we'd get to a point where, okay, now it's time to do content. Oh, I'm so sorry, content's not included. I'm like, but I was told content was included, so why is it not included anymore? And
okay,
that ended up being a good 3 to 4 month period of going back and forth.
Okay, all right. Well, let me first of all explain it to you. The content for the website, we do not include any of the content, all right, content writing or anything in the website packages. All right, because that is a service itself, all right? And we pay our content writers to go ahead and write the copyright content for all of the websites if a client agrees to us to go ahead and write the content. Otherwise, all of the website content from A to Z is provided from the client itself because it's their business and they know their business much more better than we do. That they go ahead and, you know, give us the content, then we go ahead and upload it over the website. That's how it works, all right? And as far as all of the information is concerned, I can see an email that was sent out from Eddie that all of the information for the package that you signed up is mentioned below. All right, and after that, Eddie did send you some couple of emails for a follow-up, all right, on which you were not responsive. That was 6th of September, then 7th of September, then 8th, then not, then and then on 12th, all right? And as per our
That's
policy,
because I was fed up at that point. At that point, it was not acceptable
you
because
up.
You guys, I had purchased the website in June, and so in June, July, August, and September, I had been told, and you're explaining to me that the content is not, it's a separate package. but that wasn't explained to me. And so the problem, can I finish my what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, please, please.
So what I'm saying is that no one has the same story. Everyone kept changing their story, and everyone kept saying different things, and it wasn't clear communication at all, and it was very fraudulent, the way that you guys were handling the situation, because you kept passing me off to different people who weren't saying the same thing. So the communication wasn't at all clear from a client perspective at all, because one person would say, okay, we can go ahead and include it. One person would say, no, I'm sorry, that's a separate charge. And that's where the frustration came. So by September, I was infuriated with you guys because we had gone back and forth, and all I wanted was my website. I just wanted what was agreed to, and I wasn't getting what was agreed to. And I was dealing with Eddie, and Eddie hadn't even designed the mobile site yet. I mean, we had a home page for the website, but we didn't even have a home site for the mobile page. And so I'm like, what is going on? Why is this taking 3 months just to get this basic thing done? So, yes, I stopped communicating because you guys weren't living up to your end of the deal, and I didn't want to move forward anymore. And although in the email communication there were some non-responses, I was making phone calls, and I was speaking with people over the phone and saying, hey, this is not acceptable. Why is my mobile site not done, or the homepage? Why are these things not being completed? Why are these changes on the homepage that I've requested not done yet? I mean, these are really basic, simple things for $1,000. Like, it just, that's not right. That's not right.
Okay. Well, first of all, the mobile responsiveness that you're talking about is done once the website goes live over the internet, all right, with the domain, all right? Why? Because it's on the demo link, and we do not do mobile responsiveness on demo link, because once we go ahead and migrate all of the website files over to your domain and the host, all right, then we need to go ahead and do it again, all right? Just to go and refrain from that, we do not do mobile responsive over the demo one, all right? We go ahead and do it once the website goes live. As soon as the website hits the internet, our team goes ahead and, you know, do the mobile responsiveness for you as well, all right? And the second thing that you mentioned, that you stopped communicating, you were infuriated. I don't understand. It gets frustrated once you're setting up a business. I'm pretty sure that you have been doing your business for a couple of long years. Isn't that correct? All right. And I'm pretty sure that you're really expert in your business, right? All right. And you.
Yes.
All right. So I'm an expert in my business. All right. I have experts working in my firm. This is not something, as you said, that is fraudulent, and I would not say that word because it is not, all right? You were provided with a package, all right? I'm not sure if this is, I'm pretty sure that, is it your
I wasn't firm? Provided with what was agreed to, that, so it was very misleading. Fraud is a misrepresentation of what is offered, and I wasn't given what was offered, and I wasn't given what was offered within the time frame. And you're explaining it to me, and that's fine. But the problem is, I'm not done talking. You keep interrupting me, and I'm trying to be calm and explain this to you. The problem is with the people that are in your company, no one is communicating, and everyone is giving different information. So you can break it down to me all you want. The bottom line is, that's not what I was told. And because I was told several different things over the phone and in an email, I have documentation and proof. Even if you want to go back through my emails, the thing you just explained about the mobile site wasn't explained in the emails either. And I can go through all of my hundreds of emails and show you that I actually had an apology saying, I'm so sorry we didn't show you the design for your mobile site. We should have had that done. You're right. Let me go ahead and fix that for you. And then you're saying the mobile site shouldn't have even been completed yet. So it's like, that's the point of what I'm saying when it comes to fraudulent, is that one person is saying one thing and another person is saying something else. If you guys are all on the same page and you're standing behind your product, everyone should have the same story. I've dealt with at least 5 different people, and all 5 people have 5 vastly different stories every time I communicate with them. And that's not acceptable. And I have it all in written form. And like you said, I am an expert in my field. I have dealt with multiple things throughout my business. And I know when someone is a true representation of what they're offering and what their product is, you guys have not been that. And you have not given me what was agreed to. Period. End of story. If I pay for a product or a service, I'm expected to get that product and that service. And if I don't, I have to provide a refund. So also have you guys provided me the product that I agreed to in that breakdown in August? That is my question. I gave you $1,000. I gave you my end of the deal. I communicated with you in hundreds of emails from June until August. Did you give me my product as agreed to? Do I have that right now? If the answer is no, then a refund is justified.
Well, I didn't say no.
And that's the end of the story. That's it.
I didn't say no. Did I?
Did you give me the product as agreed to?
It's in progress. It's in progress still.
That's not my question. Have you given me the product as agreed to?
Well, it's still in progress.
Have you attempted to give me the product as agreed to for the last 2 months? Is it acceptable that someone gave you $1,000 for a product and that no one responds for 2 months? No one responds to my emails for 2 months. Is that acceptable?
No one responds.
Is that acceptable as the operations manager of your business?
For 2 months?
No one has responded since October 25th. It is now December 21st.
If you're not going to go ahead and let me talk, then how will I be able to explain you, Valerie? I know you're frustrated at this time.
All you're doing is arguing with me, Joe. At this point, all you're doing is arguing and trying to justify something that's not acceptable.
All right.
Okay, so bottom line is, before we move forward, because we're not going anywhere, are you going to give me the refund or do I have to contact legal counsel? That's my question. Do I have to file a claim in small claims? And get legal counsel, or are you going to give me my product?
You have your email from Sam. Is that right?
No, that's not acceptable. I have been told by legal counsel that you have on your website listed as 100% satisfaction guarantee. I have not been satisfied. I have said that in multiple emails and multiple phone calls.
Do you know what that steric means?
I'm sorry?
The 100%.
What did you say? I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Well, the 100% money-back guarantee has a steric on it. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do know what that means.
What does that mean, Mallory?
Don't patronize me. I know what that means.
I'm not.
And on your website, it says 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, 100% satisfaction guarantee has a steric on it. What does that mean?
To me, without the asterisk, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, it is written over there. It is written over there with asterisk.
You stipulate in the asterisk, you stipulate that once you agree to a design. I didn't agree to the design. I agreed to the design of the homepage, but not of the website. So that's what
I did not agree to the design.
I didn't have a website.
I didn't have a website to agree to. Well, Mallory, you agreed to it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You agreed to it.
No, I did not. I agreed to the homepage.
And that money back guarantee has a steric on it.
Not the money back guarantee. Not the money back. The satisfaction.
All right, answer my question. You didn't answer my question, and it's just repeating the same thing again. What does the steric mean on the money back guarantee?
I'm not referring to the money back guarantee. I'm referring to the
satisfaction. Well, you did refer to me like 1,000 times while I'm on the phone.
And regardless.
You're going to go ahead and let me know what does that mean?
I'm not going to give you that because you're patronizing me.
I'm not patronizing you.
Okay, Joe, it's fine.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to file a claim in small claims court, and I will seek legal counsel, and you'll be hearing from them within the week. And that's all. Obviously, you guys can't resolve this.
We will provide them with all of the information that they will require on an email.
And I will as well.
Right? I will provide them. That is a money back guarantee with a steric. All right? That means that it has.
I'm talking about the satisfaction back guarantee.
100% money back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. That has a steric over there as well. All right? Okay.
Okay.
So,
what is the satisfaction guarantee, steric?
What is the steric? First of all, you didn't answer my question. What does that steric mean?
There are stipulations. It's the same word. Do you know what a stipulation is?
Well, you didn't tell me. I'm not going to go ahead and answer
your
question.
Do you know what a stipulation is, Joe?
If you're not going to go ahead and answer my question, I won't be answering your question as well.
I am answering your question. You're acting like a child right now. I'm answering your question.
God.
It's the same thing as a stipulation.
I cannot go forward
with
this conversation.
Do you know what a stipulation is?
I cannot go ahead and forward with this conversation if you're going to go ahead and keep on running back to one thing. All right? I'm here to go ahead and provide you with a solution. Not just to hear and argue with you at all. All right? That is the reason for me being on the call.
I do have other things to do. Can I have my product? Can I have my website? can I have what I paid for, please? That's what I'm asking for. Can you give me everything that you agreed to? Or can I have my money back? And all you're doing is arguing with me. It's a bunch of bullshit. That's not okay.
We never said that you will not be getting your website. We never said that. You told us to get that you want a refund.
No one has responded to me. Do you not understand that this is not acceptable?
Mary, I cannot continue with this conversation. You can send back an email to Sam. All right, because you keep on repeating yourself again and again for one thing, and I am trying to go ahead and make sure that
you are horrible.
I have listened to you.
No,
all right?
You've argued with me the entire time. You've literally argued and asked and been condescending and patronizing and asked me if I know what certain things are.
Well, just reply on the email.
Instead of trying to come to a resolution.
Just reply on the email, all right?
If I were in your shoes, I would have been apologizing profusely. I'm so sorry that you're dealing with this. This is awful. I can't believe that this has reached this point.
I did.
No,
I
you didn't. You've not called.
I did. It is on a recorded phone call. What are you talking about, Mallory? I did apologize to you at the start.
You haven't apologized one time. No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No, you didn't.
Swear on it. I didn't. I can play this recording and tell you I did apologize to you at the start when we started the call. I was like, hey, I apologize for all of the experience that you're going through and all. Do you remember?
But you didn't even know what my experience was at that point. So how can you apologize? But since I've
Well, I know because I'm the operations manager. I know.
Is there a CEO? Do you guys have somebody even higher you who has better customer service than you do?
We do, but we have three of them in total. All right, and they all work in different time zones. Yes.
Well, I would like to speak to one of them because hopefully that they'd be able to resolve and handle this a lot better.
I am trying to solve your problem. All right, they will not be available.
No, you're not.
Okay. Sam just sent you an email.
My problem.
You can. Well, Sam just sent you an email. All right, let's just go ahead. Get you a solution, all right? Okay, I'm calming down. All right? So, okay.
I
want
to speak to the CEO. I want to speak with the CEO above you. How do I get their contact information?
Oh, well, I cannot go ahead and, you know, provide you with any of their contact information because I don't have it at the moment. All right? And they're not available at this time, so I could just go ahead and connect your call over to them. All right? So, you can just go ahead and reply to the email that Sam sent you, all right? And then we can go ahead and move on forward from there. All right.
I don't want to reply to the email. I'd like to see if somebody can contact.
Well,
me
it has been sent out from our end. We have sent
what?
The email from our end too. And if you're not going to go ahead and respond to it, then we will not be having any kind of response, and we will not be able to go ahead and move forward.
It's been 2 months. I'm sorry, it's been 2 months. That's not acceptable to say, oh, I sent an email to you. You need to respond and say yes or no in order to move forward. No, I'm sorry.
You can just go ahead and let us know whatever you think. We sent you an email. You can just go ahead and respond back to us.
I've already responded to multiple emails, and then I didn't get any communication for 2 months, and that's why I'm calling you, and you're not resolving my issue. So I want to speak to somebody who can resolve my issue because you're clearly not going to do it. All you've been doing is arguing with me. And granted, I've been arguing back because you're not understanding at all where I'm coming from or the client's perspective. All you want to do is defend, 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 and that doesn't resolve any issues when you're in a business that has paying clients. That's not the way that it works. Haven't you ever heard the mentality the customer's always right? And granted, I'm not always right, but in this situation, it's not been handled appropriately. At all.
I know. All right.
You guys haven't done
what
you're supposed to do.
I was here to go ahead and provide you with a solution. All right. I was not here to argue with you at all. All right. I'm sorry about that. All right. And I'm really sorry for, you know, asking you the strikes and everything about it. All right. I apologize for that. Okay. So what I could do. All right. I can. No problem. All right. I sincerely do apologize. I just have to do that. All right. But let me just go do one thing for you. All right, just to go ahead and have, you know, see what I could do best for you from my end, okay? And give
your
you a
phone
call.
Cut out.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Now I can, yes.
All right, okay, well, if you can just give me a little time so I can just go ahead and check what I could do best for you, all right, and give you a call back, will that be okay? In an hour. I at least need an hour.
That's fine. That's all I'm asking for. All I'm asking for is you to... my perspective. I'm not trying to be a bitch. I'm not trying to be a Karen. But
you're
it's
not
what I've been put through.
I
don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. I'm trying to be a reasonable human being, and I really have tried to be patient. And I really, really wanted the website from you guys. The homepage design was beautiful. And you can even ask Eddie. I was super kind and super respectful and super patient. But everyone has, like, a point where it's just, like, I felt like I was getting taken advantage of multiple times. And then when I try to articulate that it's not, like, how I'm feeling, all I'm getting back is defensiveness and arguing. And that's just, it's like, it's making the experience so much worse. All I wanted was a website for my business. I didn't want to go through any of this drama. I didn't want to go through six months of this hassle. This isn't fair. I'm pregnant. I have two children. I have three chronic illnesses. I have a brain tumor. Like, I have a lot going on. I don't need this. I don't need this. It's not at all okay. And I don't want to throw my health into this in a pity party, but it's not acceptable. Like, I feel very taken advantage of by you guys. And it's not fair. $1,000 is a lot to me.
I completely understand about, all right, okay? And I'm really sorry about all of the argument and all right? I didn't want it to do that.
I would just really appreciate a resolution that actually makes
I will
sense
provide you with a
because of what I've
right?
been put through.
I will provide you with a resolution, okay? All right? And I promise you that you will not be facing this kind of an issue again. All right? Not from my side as well. I got furious. I apologize for that, okay? Because this is something that I haven't...
I don't mean to be unprofessional, but I've just really had it. I've been trying my best, and it's just... like I said, I really feel taken advantage of. And it's really not fair.
I understand. All right? I understand that. Okay? Because I will not enter this. I was into the start, but then I got shipped to a different department, so that is the reason I was not able to make any kind of communication with you furthermore. All right? So, if you can just give me an hour, all right, and calm down, everything's going to be A-okay. I'm here with you. All right? I will not let you go through any of this. I'll try a little bit to go ahead and provide you with a good resolution.
I really appreciate it. That's all I wanted.
This is what you'll get. All right? No more arguments, no more nothing.
Thank you.
Just calm down, all right? Drink some water. Do you want to go ahead and send you some water?
No. I have water.
You have a lot of it?
Yes.
Okay. Just cheer up a little, okay? All right? You have to talk to me, okay?
I'm trying. Well, I appreciate how you're responding now. I just wish you would have responded that way in the beginning.
Well, I apologize.
And not argue with me and try to make me feel stupid.
No one's making you feel stupid, all right? It's not about being
You
feeling
tried
stupid.
To make me feel stupid by asking me what asterisks were. I know what that is.
I was... Just confirm me if you know it or not. If you said I don't know about it, I would have given you the information right away. All right? I do not
I
want
to know what asterisks are, though, but I didn't want to patronize you. You're patronizing me, so I didn't want to. Asterisks are, it's when you have those stars next to something that basically highlights, like, the details of what something is. So it defines exactly what you mean and the stipulations of what the agreement is. Stipulations, asterisks, same thing. But it details, okay, in order to receive this, these are the qualifications. These are the stipulations.
Yes. Well,
yes.
If
stipulations and asterisks are same thing. The stipulations of an agreement. I agree to this, but you have to do this, this, and this in order to get the agreement. I know what they are, but I didn't want to give you the answer because you were trying to make me feel dumb.
Well, I was not. That was not my initiation at all. I was not trying to go ahead and make you feel stupid or dumb. Because I know that you're not. You're a businesswoman, so. All right, so are you a little, all good now?
I mean,
Hello?
As long as we come to a reasonable solution, I'll be fine.
I did not want you to go through with any of this, you know. So that is the reason I'll just go ahead and see what I can do best for you, okay?
Thank you. I don't want to get the runaround anymore. I don't want to be passed back and forth between multiple people telling me different things.
You will not be. All right? I understand as a human being. So if you can just give me like an hour so I can talk to the team,
okay.
All right, and get back to you with a good resolution, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. All right, I will try to see what reasons and what things they can do from their end and what I can do personally for you. Okay? Because I do not want you to cry because, you know, you're having a baby. All right? And I do understand that because I had it once as well. Like, you know, my wife who died. So
yeah.
It happened.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But
yeah. I'm very sorry to hear that.
That's not a problem, because I do understand.
I didn't want to go into all of that and my personal issues. I just wanted you to understand that I am a human. I have feelings. I'm not trying to be difficult, but if I would have gotten what was agreed to, it wouldn't have had to get to this point. Do you know what I mean? And I'm really just disappointed that it's gotten to this point when I did my very best, especially in the beginning, to try to be really, really patient and understanding.
Understandable.
And I'm sure that if you spoke with Eddie, he would agree. I was very kind to Eddie and very patient.
Okay. All right. Well, don't cry. All right. I don't want you to cry and, you know, get your health down or something like that. Right, because I do understand that you need nutrition, you need all of the elements and everything about it as well. All right, so don't get yourself down. All right.
Thank you.
Just cheer up a little, okay? You're on the phone with me.
Okay.
All right, and as I said, I'll try my level best to go and see what I can do best for you.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
If I have to go ahead and pay from my own pocket, I'll try to do that for you.
Thank you. I'm not asking that. I just want what's there. That's all.
Well, I'll try to be as fair as I can. All right, because this is not
okay.
A company that I own. I'm an employee over here as well. I'm employed by this company. All right, so this is not the rules and the regulation and everything about it. I do not create them. I just follow them, and that's it.
Right.
And I try to explain to
of
my
course.
Clients them as well. All right, and whatever is in my hands, I will try to go ahead and see the best of it, all right? Okay? I will try to go ahead and do whatever is within my JD, within my job description, or I will try to call in favors as well for you, because I do think that if I'm going to go ahead and support you right now, all right, your family, your kids, and everyone about it are going to be happy with it, and you'll have a good Christmas.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping so.
Do you have any plans for Christmas?
No, just to be with my family.
What?
No, I mean, we just to be with them and have dinner. Yeah.
You guys are not going outside anywhere to go ahead and just celebrate or, you know, gifts and all?
We do gifts, yeah. We'll do some gifts in the morning.
Okay, well, do you and the kids like pizza?
Yeah, everyone likes pizza.
What is your favorite flavor? Pineapples? No?
Well,
if you do like pineapples,
no.
Then I'm going to hang out right now.
Yeah. I like pineapple, just not on my pizza.
Well, that's a relief. Because if you said, like, yeah, I like pineapple on the pizza, I would have hung up right now. I would have never called you again.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. I'm thinking if I can send you guys some. Would that be a good thing? A good
no.
Treat?
No, you don't have to do that. No.
Why not?
Thank you, though.
First, well, it's free.
Because, no, you don't have to do that.
All right.
Just resolve this as best as you can, and I'll be satisfied.
Of course.
I'm on the phone. I'm almost done.
Let me just kind of see what I can do, right?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. All right. We'll take care.
Okay. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.